Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter number 3076, Baruch Hashem, dated the fourth day of Kislev, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracham. The Rebbe says, I am not remembering clearly if I already written you about the following. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to come again, at least short, and that is, the Rebbe says, I'm sure you know that I'm searching Sforim that have various different contents. I'm looking for books, even in various different languages, as long as it has some sort of a connection to Jews and Judaism. And the Rebbe says, I'm not here, my intention is not to books that are not available. I'm looking for available books. I need for available books. So, generally, the Rebbe says the way it works is that people send either as a gift to the library, which is under my auspices, or, so either it's a gift, or we swap it, we change around on the items that have been printed by the Karne Hertoyra, that's the publishing, Chabad publishing house. And therefore, this way, the books of Hasidus come to them, and to those places, if not for the swap, they would have not reached there. So, the Rebbe says, many times, there are Svarim in this category, in various different synagogues and shuls, that people who are descendants of people who used to be masters of Torah, they used to be very learned people in the olden days, but their children have no knowledge, they don't know, they don't understand these books. And there are books laying in the shuls like a stone that is not turned around, it's just sitting there because they're placed, they don't have a value to the children who don't appreciate the Torah that their parents were learned people. And at the same time that they have lacking, they need their, what they need is a Chumash and a Tillim and similar. That's, they don't need the scholarly books over there. They, with their shortage, they want some Tillim. So the Rebbe says it's fitting that you should find out in a diplomatic way, Rebbe, if you can find Svarim in the above category mentioned, for sure, with consultation with the Chabad, with the Anash that are there, you will find them to bring this into fruition. Rebbe basically means to say, in the old shuls, you know, the people would drop off the books of their Svarim. Sometimes they gave it for the Ganiza even. Just let the shul deal with it, and they had no value. Well, those are very important and very svarim that the Rebbe could use and would be helpful for the Rebbe's library. The Rebbe blesses him to improvement of his health very soon, and for good news, as the Rebbe said, this was a person that was a fundraiser to collecting physicality and sowing spirituality. As we said many times, the Rebbe says that when you raise funds, you should also sow, give the people their spirituality, and all of the above. Okay.